WCQ, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via our Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge Team Internet thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Before we begin our check-in, does anyone have any formal emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Traffic or announcements, will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Before we begin our formal check-ins tonight, or RF check-ins, we'll go ahead and pause for a moment and see if we have any new stations or new hams to the area. Maybe not familiar with checking into net. If you'll just put your call sign out on the air, key up, call your call sign, and we'll get you checked in here. New hams only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Long pause there. Just wanted to make sure nobody was slower on the mic than I am. So not hearing any new hams tonight. Again, like to take a break there just, again, for some folks that may not be familiar with checking in on the procedures, just give them an opportunity to key up the mic and throw their call sign out here and check in or get them checked into the net. Again, like to get as many folks checked in and welcomed into the hobby as much as we can. But not hearing any new call signs tonight. We'll go ahead and do our early check-ins. Again, that functionality is available on the Brars.cc website for folks that may or may not be around for the 9 o'clock check-ins. I know everybody's got other things going on sometimes. Maybe they're not available checking into work, that kind of stuff, but just allows those folks to check into the net and get them logged in here. First, I'd like to welcome Richard and his family. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. And Richard's over in Simpsonville, and Richard brings along with him Miss Sally, his sweetheart. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4JCA, and their daughter, Ashley. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Alpha Charlie Lima. Richard also brings along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club call sign. That's Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV. So good to get Richard and his family in here. I'm going to let this drop for 1 second. In the pre-checking group, we've got Kilo Mike 4 Juliet Whiskey Papa, KM4JWP. That's Brian over in Spartanburg. Up next, we've got Fred and his sweetheart, Ms. Isla. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM. That's Fred's call sign. And Isla, November 4 India Echo India, N4IEI. Always good to see Fred checked in here and bringing along Ms. Isla. Up next, we've got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And Mike's down in Prosperity, so good to get everybody checked in with that group so far, about halfway down the list. Up next, we'd like to welcome Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. Up next in the group, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4EZW. Up next, our friend Andy up on Table Rock, Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. And had Andy check in with me via RF last time I checked in, so good to hear him both ways. Good to get Andy in here. Up next, we've got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. Next up in the list, we've got Tony. That's November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4 Anti-Submarine Warfare, as we used to call it. But I'd like to get Tony checked in here from Asheville, N4 ASW. Good to get him in the logs. Up next, we've got our friend Walt. That's Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM, and Walt's over in Inman. Up next on the list, Bill, KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, and Bill's over in Anderson. Up next on the list, we've got Pat, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH, friend Pat over in Malden. Got a couple more here. Dave is up next. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, and Dave's over in Easley. Up next in the list, Jerry, that's November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. And last but not least, last but not least in that group tonight, we've got Jack, that's Kilo, Juliet, 4, Uniform, Foxtrot, Hotel. There, folks, I just wanted to refresh the screen here, just make sure I've got all our pre-net check-ins here acknowledged, and it looks like Jack and Jerry were the last two in that group, so we should be good there. And we'll go ahead before we move on to our RF check-ins and check the Echolink node. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Like to welcome John from Brown Summit. That's Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, KM4RJN. And John, good to hear you, my friend. Sounding good into the repeater tonight via the Echolink node. So appreciate you stopping by, and we'll definitely be back to find out some comments from you here in just a few moments once we get through our formal check-ins here. All right, looks like John's the only one currently signed into the Echolink node. So tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin our RF check-ins with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
The repeater isn't getting through too well to me tonight. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative.
4HR. New Mike, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
HR. New Mike, please check in. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey, rolling in Pickens, negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
Pause there and acknowledge those stations that checked in that group. Good group to start off the Saturday night net tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, like to welcome Rick and his family. Rick's call sign, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle. That's Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec. Up next, we've got our net manager. That's Dave. That's W4DJW, Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey. And Dave, good to have you checking in here with us tonight. Good to hear you on the repeater, as always. And thanks for everything you do to keep this net in the right direction. So, again, good to hear you, Dave. Appreciate all you do for the good of the net. Up next, we've got Doug. That's November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. And, Doug, you're sounding good going into the repeater tonight. So maybe some atmospheric thing going on with the repeater coming down towards your direction in Seneca. But definitely sounded good. End of the repeater night, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Keith. That's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. And Keith, you're sounding good in the repeater. And last but not least in that group, we've got Roland. That's Kilo 1, Juliet, Charlie, Whiskey. Oh, goodness gracious, Roland. Sorry, I got that backwards. Let me try that again. Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. There we go. I think I had the Juliet, Charlie backwards. But just to make sure, Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. There we go. And Roland, sorry about messing your call sign up there, but definitely got you logged in here. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Mountain Bear ID himself, and we'll go ahead and continue on with our check-ins, Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Might have everyone in the Alpha through Delta group for the moment, so we'll move to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
HR. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative tonight. Thanks.
Ray Jar, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta, and I'll be negative.
Check-ins as we move through the alphabet in the Echo through Hotel group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick sounded good from Penrose, North Carolina. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Harry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Patrick, goodness, get my log messed up here. Harry's up in Candler, North Carolina. So, Harry, always sounding good in the repeater. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least, we've got Patrick, Kilo 4, Gulf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC. And Patrick, sounding good from Marietta. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, so let's give one more call here, a little light on the Echo Through Hotel group. So we'll give one more call, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody for the Echo Through Hotel group for the moment, so we'll move to India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
Fine. Hope you and your family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mike. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
AK4HR. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
HR. Thank you. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Control. In. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4KCX. Name is Jerry. Location is Greycourt. Check us in and out tonight.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another good group is we're in the India through Lima group with check-ins from James off first. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO. And James is up on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. So, James, always good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by. Up next, we've got our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. And Sid's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, always appreciate the salutations. And hope you and yours are doing well and staying warm tonight, too. I think this might be what they were saying was the last relatively warm day for quite a while. So I was trying to soak it in and enjoy it. But I think the temperature's already starting to drop. So definitely stay safe and warm. And Sid, good to hear you. I appreciate that you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4, JBQ. And Larry, always good to hear your voice on the radio, my friend. I appreciate you stopping by. And of course, Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And Larry, always good to get you in the log. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. Up next, we've got Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan's up in Asheville, so Duncan, appreciate you making the trip to the repeater from Asheville tonight. Always good to hear you and get you logged in here. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jerry down in Greycourt. That's Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X. Sounding good. A little bit of a trip up to the repeater from Greycourt, but still sounding good, so I appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call here for the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody for the moment, and checking the Echolink node, looks like we have a new station signed in there, so we'll pause for Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, good evening, Mike. If you will, check in. KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, good evening, Mike, to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no queue.
K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, like to welcome Stephen. It's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4, PQA, and Stephen's down in Greenwood. Stephen, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Just wanted to make sure I paused here for Echolink nodes. Been meaning to get back to you for a couple of alphabetic groups anyway, but definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you were able to stand by and get checked in here. With Stephen's check-in, looks like we've got all our Echolink nodes acknowledged, so we'll move down the alphabet a little further. We'll go to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Sure. Hello, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Mike. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Send through to you and all of that, negative and negative.
Check-ins there as we're in the Mike through Papa group. First, I'd like to welcome Chad. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. And Chad, you're my kind of strange call sign tonight because I kept listening and I was like, I know that call sign. Just indicates I haven't been on the radio enough here lately. But Chad, good to hear your voice, my friend. Definitely good to hear you. And of course, Chad brings along Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And Chad, good to hear you, my friend. Definitely been too long. And again, as most times, that's more my fault than anything, just not being on the radio. But doing well, and thanks for coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Fred out there on the mobile. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. And Fred, are you near a train station? Because it sounded like you had like a model railroad going off in the background. Over.
No, sir. I was actually just starting my car back up. I had just got done filling her up.
It's very possible. I completely imagined that, but maybe it was just wishful thinking. It sounded like the whistle of a model railroad going off in the background or something. But anyway, Fred, definitely be safe out there on the mobile. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, let's go ahead and get one more call here for the Mike through Papa group before we move on down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I have all of the Mike through Papa group for the moment. All our Echolink nodes are signed in, so we'll go on and move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
K4HR. Check in. KA4RNP. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Romeo November Papa. Paul in Moore, South Carolina. I'm just monitoring the mail tonight. I'll be in and out.
Group there for the Quebec through Tango group. Up first, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Gulf, KO4QLG. And Chris sounded good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Paul. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Romeo November Papa, K-A-4-R-N-P. And Paul, don't worry, we won't charge anything extra for listening. So, Paul, definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us for more. And definitely feel free to stay as long as you want. And if you want to recheck, we can get you in here for comments, too. But, Paul, good to have you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. All right, let's give one more call here for the Quebec Through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody through for the Quebec Through Tango group tonight, so we'll head to the ever-patient group for Saturday night, U through Z. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Well, I have the uniform through Zulu group to yourself tonight, but that's not a problem. We always look forward to hearing from you. One day I'm going to switch it up and start off with the uniform through Zulu group so we can get you checked in first. I have a feeling you're monitoring most of the time anyway, but I really appreciate your patience on Saturday night to get logged in here. But Tommy's call, K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo from Southern Greenville County. And again, Tommy, always good to hear you. Again, always good to get new voices, but the familiar voices I hear on the net and are familiar with getting in my logs as soon as you key up the mic is always nice, too. But, Tommy, definitely stay warm and safe, my friend. We'll talk again soon. All right, let's give one more call here for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And if you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looks like we've been through our alphabetic groups one time tonight, and all our Echolink nodes are signed in. We've done our new check-ins and our pre-net check-ins. So we'll go ahead and open it up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Somebody might come in there on your coattails, but like to welcome you and Miss Marie. That's David's call, Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, KF4NXY. And Dave brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Marie. That's Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, AF4SX. And Dave, a little bit of noise on your signal going into the repeater, but able to copy you, no problem. And definitely glad you were able to get in here and checked into the net. Always good to hear you, and I appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us tonight on a Saturday night and getting checked in for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, let's go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins as we get down to the bottom half of the hour here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra KO4DZS Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us again. I'm a little slow on that mic, hoping somebody will come in there before or after. I guess it would be after you, but sorry about that. But anyway, I'd like to welcome Scott. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra KO4DZS. And Scott, sounded good into the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us as well. All right, so let's go ahead and give one more call here, getting close to securing the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Now you coming by and checking in with us here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. It's AK4HR net control running the net tonight. I'd like to welcome Lloyd. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo, KO4PXB. And Lloyd, sounding good into the repeater tonight. And definitely making a good trip up there from Simpsonville. Not the furthest trip tonight, but definitely making a good signal in there. So appreciate you coming by and stopping in with us. Sounding good. And I hope you and yours are doing well tonight as well. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody, so this is AK4HR, net control, now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of our net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between RAGCHUs. Currently, I just have one station signed in to RAGCHU, so I'm going to talk just a minute just to make sure he's got enough time to key the mic back up. We'll dust the stump off, light the fire, stoke the fire a little bit, warm it back up a little bit, and we'll pass the frequency over to John, KN4RJN. John, go ahead and pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
AK4HR, this is KN4RJN. Well, you know, it was kind of a quiet day around here, pretty much a lazy day. got a couple things going on in the skies. Here in the next few days, we've got the Leonid meteor shower coming up on Thursday, November 17th. That'll be all night long. If you have clear skies, which I don't right now, but if you have clear skies, you might be able to see a few. It's predicted to be up to like 15 meteors per hour on average. And the best way to do that is just take a lawn chair and at this time of year, a blanket and your favorite beverage, and go out and just lay out and look at the sky. If you go out this evening, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all up. I encourage you to go out and take a look at that. As far as solar activity going on, let me break here for just a moment. This is KN4RJN. We've got some solar activity going on that might result in some radio issues to let you know about for the next 3 days. We've got a 40% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout condition for the next 3 days, and a 10% chance of a strong or better due to some flare activity in a couple of the regions of sunspots and up there. There's a chance for an M-class flare, which would give us an R1 or an R2. That's a mild or a moderate radio blackout. And there's a slight chance for an X-class flare, which would give us a strong radio blackout. So you may have some issues, at least during the day, when we're facing the sun. Might have some issues with your radio for the next 3 days. But 40% chance is as high as I've seen it since I've been watching that. So you might have some interference and some issues going on there, but shouldn't last long, and like I said, it's over the next 3 days and shouldn't be too big of a deal. Other than that, what's going on in your world there, buddy?
HR with KN4RJN and the RAGCHU portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And, John, it's kind of cloudy here as well, a little bit of rain. At least it was when I was out a little earlier today. It's kind of been off and on. I think they told us the rain was supposed to move out today. And, rain Friday and Saturday. Goodness, cutting my days all confused here. Rain Thursday and Friday. And it was supposed to kind of clear out today, I think, was the weather forecast. But it's been mostly cloudy for the better part of the day. So I don't know if we would be able to see anything tonight. But may try and have to take you up on that tomorrow and go out and see if we can see. With 15 an hour, that sounds like pretty good odds to be able to see some meteor. So definitely have to try. Maybe if we can avoid some of the light pollution around here anyway. But not a lot going on. I mean, it feels like not a lot anyway, but it seems like we're busy all the time. Basically, we just did kind of similar stuff, hung out about around the house, tried to get some of the stuff off of the, I don't want to call it a honey-do list because it's both of our lists to try and get some of the stuff done, but she's
a little more adamant about getting stuff checked off the list than I am at times, so I guess it kind of goes back to the honey-do list piece there. But nothing really going on. Again, just kind of piddled around the house, ran some errands, visited the in-laws. Just a normal Saturday here, just kind of do some, also watch some football today, too. So if anybody listening is into football, hope your team's won and the teams you don't like didn't win. Normally on a college football Saturday, it goes around here anyway. But nothing too out of the ordinary to report, but sometimes that's a good thing.
This is Game 4 again. Well, Clemson won, which is the only one I care about. But, yeah, the meteor shower is Thursday. I wouldn't try anything. Well, you might see one or two tomorrow, but it'll peak on Thursday. So hopefully these clouds will clear out. It's going to get colder based on what they're telling me up here. And it'll be, you know, down in the 40s in the morning, maybe a little bit lower than that. So, and yeah, my skies, I went out and checked just before the net. I've got some patchy clouds. I did manage to catch Jupiter for a moment. But yeah, it's pretty cloudy up here too. Hopefully this will all clear out before Thursday and we can actually watch some meteors.
Well, verified. The funny thing is I wrote the date down, and for some reason I was thinking today was later than it was. I had November 17th written down in my notes, and for some reason I was thinking that was tomorrow. But I don't really want to wish a week ahead down on my calendar and be able to head out there and take a peek at least. But yeah, definitely. I've been kind of just off of QRZ and some other places, heard about some of the solar flares that they're expecting, and hopefully they won't be too much of an impact, like you said, just for a couple of days, and hopefully not necessarily. I really haven't had my HF equipment up, so I can't really say it would impact that, and hopefully it doesn't have too much impact on my 2 meter. Didn't really do a whole lot with 2 meters this week, but I did actually have the 2 meter rig on the scan, and I heard somebody up on Crowder's Mountain, which I think is the one up near Kings Mountain, doing a park on the air. And of course, I could hear him. He couldn't hear me. I got my little Yagi out and tried to hit him on 5 watts with my HT, and he just couldn't hear me. But I think he had about 30, 40 stations checked in, and I was looking to see. I thought I wrote down his call sign, but I'm not seeing it in my log sign. But always good to hear folks out doing some parks on the air activation, SOTA. It's always fun to hear people on the calling frequency, you know, when I'm just kind of tuning up and down the band, even on VHF. So always interesting to hear folks that you don't necessarily expect. You know, normally I can hear the repeaters I've got keyed in, but on the calling frequency, it's always kind of a unique pleasure sometimes to hear something, if that makes sense, without having my HF rig hooked up. But I was kind of disappointed I couldn't talk to him, but anyway, I know he made enough contacts to do the activation, so I'll just try next time, I guess. But really, that's all I've had going on this week with the amateur radio side anyway. And again, just the normal work day kind of stuff, and just kind of getting prepared for the holidays. Can't quite grasp the fact that we're almost to Thanksgiving, and we'll be starting Christmas soon after that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the older you get, the faster it goes. It seems like you know, we just got done with Halloween. Of course, you can walk into Walmart or whatever and see Halloween decorations up on one aisle and Christmas decorations up on the other aisle. But yeah, that this time of year kind of tends to get kind of squished together. And as far as I'm concerned, it kind of goes pretty quick.
Talk. John, you're definitely right there. You know, I think, like you said, I think some of the stores actually had Christmas stuff up before Halloween was even done. And again, we kind of went out and did some odds and ends shopping today, and the stores, I think they just keep getting fuller and fuller between now and Christmas, and probably until after the first of the year. And of course, I'm sure you remember from being down here, I usually typically try and avoid Woodruff Road from certain sections of Woodruff Road and parts of Wade Hampton, because they're just as busy as can be between now and Christmas time. So it definitely becomes one of those I have to go out, not I want to go out kind of a thing. But again, we'll survive it regardless. And you know, it's one of those what is it, necessary evils, I guess, for where we live now with the growth and you know, traffic and people that are here. It's just one of those things we have to learn to deal with. But try and avoid those roads as much as possible. And then, of course, if something comes up, we'll go out and kind of deal with the crowds too. But it was kind of funny to see everybody out today shopping and, you know, in a relatively good mood for the most part. So no trouble that we saw as far as that. Everybody seemed to have smiles on their face and was still in a good mood. So that was good to see.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, Woodruff Road this time of year needs to be about 8 lanes on either side. When I was down there, if I had to go that way, I'd say I'll put it off till after the end of the year. I would avoid that at all costs. But yeah, you're right. But anyway, well, I'll say 73s to you, Mike, and I'm going back on out of here. And you have a good rest of the day, and have a good holiday, and say hi to the missus. And I'll say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
And I always appreciate when you can hang around and make a few comments, and always look forward to the astrology report? It's not astrological. I'll have to go back and look at my thesaurus here and find out the correct pronunciation. But anyway, the report on the heavenly bodies and what's going on in the skies, always look forward to that when you check in with us. Kind of, I think I'd mentioned before, in another life back when I was younger, I was really interested. I didn't learn as much as I would like to think I learned, but it's always good to kind of be reminded of that kind of stuff. So definitely, again, appreciate the reports, and I'll mark on my calendar for the meteor shower on the 17th and hopefully be able to see something out there if the weather cooperates. But again, definitely stay safe and enjoy your holidays. Hopefully we'll talk again before then. But appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, and definitely stay warm and safe, and we'll talk again first chance we get. 73, my friend. All right, let's go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge G-Meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. Number 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
Bar. In and out. Kilo, India, 4, Victor, Lima, Whiskey. KI4VLW, Randy. Also check in, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, KJ4CRL, Linda, and we're in Asheville.
Recheck.
How's your recheck there? Let me go ahead and acknowledge these stations here, and then I'll get your comments here. First, I'd like to welcome Jerry. That's November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, N4JBM. And Jerry's over in Campobello. Up next, we got Randy. That's Kilo India 4, can't talk tonight. Randy, that's Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, KI4VLW. And, of course, Randy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, KJ4CRL. And Randy and Linda are up in Asheville. And, Randy, definitely stay warm up there. I think it's supposed to start getting a little bit cooler. But appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Linda along. And let me go ahead and acknowledge KK4JBQ. Larry, go ahead, sir.
HR. KK4JBQ. Well, Michael, I was listening. I always listen intently to what John has to say every night. We're all very blessed that he has that interest and keeps us aware. The word I think you're looking for is astronomical, and astrological is similar but not meaning the same thing. Oh goodness. So. One thing I want to mention before it slips my mind, which a lot of things are doing these days. I was hoping to ask you what your CW skills might be.
For the word there, I was trying to think of. I get it always confused with the zodiac signs, and I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to mess it up again. But, yeah, honestly, I've practiced CW, but I would say terrible is basically how my CW works right now.
Well, then, what I have to say might be useful to you.
I recently learned of, through YouTube, believe it or not, it was actually a recording of a Zoom call, and the featured guest was a NASA scientist who is a ham and worked on the space shuttle program, and he was promoting a CW practice program that he uses to reach somewhere upwards and above 40 words per minute. Well, I'm not really hoping to be fast. I just would like to be accurate. The thinking is that accurate is better than fast because it is a language and you want to be well understood. Let me give you the and anyone else who's interested, the link first of all. It's something I've never seen before. It's morsecode.world, WORLD. I'm not familiar with all the .dot domains that have come in, the new ones, you know, but morsecode.world takes you into a platform which is, you utilize it right there online. So the benefit of that would be that whether you run a Windows machine or a Mac or Linux perhaps, whether you're reaching it via a computer or a tablet or even a phone, it operates because you're working the thing online. It is something extraordinary. It, of course, gives you code practice at various speeds, allows you to put in your own text if you wish. You can get a book online from Gutenberg and put that in there, and it will send code to you at any speed. It will do the Farnsworth method and the Koch method, controlling the length of spaces between the dits and dahs and the length between the full letters and the length between the paragraphs and all the prosigns and everything. Okay, that's pretty wonderful. But if you're starting feet on the ground like I am, I've tried classes and I've tried different things, but nothing really sinks in for me. I don't have a block, but I may have a learning disability. I really don't know. I've tried hard for well over 2 years now, and I just can't hear. It's another thing it will do. It will vary the tone, which might be my problem. I might have a hearing loss. I was a banger back in the 60s and 70s. We had a group, and I stood right in front of a big old honking speaker. I may have some hearing loss. But it allows you to change that tone to anything that you can hear easily. I like that. And it's just widely variable. It might be of some help to you. And I give that little bit of knowledge for anybody who'd like to, because CW is so useful. Useful because you don't need a lot of wattage. CW will get through. It'll get through with 5 watts. It'll get through with 1 watt. Not as well, of course, but anyway, I thought to mention that. And anyway, I have enjoyed your net tonight. I always do. And wanted to thank you for that. I also wanted to, this is kind of a retrospect thing. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and I hope you were you heard it was just extraordinary. Our usual thrower, KO4NUE, Chad, ran an excellent tribute to individuals themselves making up the veterans among our local ham community, and they just did just so excellent. Anybody who missed it, well, I don't know where you couldn't go for a replay, but it was great. Anyway, Michael, great to hear you tonight. Maybe we'll pick up one more, at least one more check-in, and Thank you again for calling the net for us, bringing us all together here. And with that, I'll sign with you. KK4JBQ 73.
Definitely appreciate the website, again, morsecode.world. I actually looked it up while you were talking just so I could add it to my favorites. And, you know, I think I've mentioned before, normally, and actually this is about the time, because, you know, with daylight savings time, we kind of get to the point where we can't be outside in the evening. So not that we have tons of extra time, but we're kind of indoors a little bit more. So typically over the winter is when I'll try and pick up my Morse code practice a little bit more. And actually, I did at one time, I have these notebooks from where I was doing my practice. And I found a couple of MP3s of some old, I think they were old military Morse code practice, and found like a, it was a podcast for like a Morse code phrase of the day, and basically you would download it and just practice. And so I've got pages of where I practice, and each time I pick it up, it seems to get a little better. Again, you know, everybody has different ways of learning, and I think you like you said, I don't know that I have a learning issue necessarily with it. I think it's just the stick-to-itiveness and the practice, you know, because it's funny, because like you mentioned, some of the pro signs, like I can hear CQ if I'm spinning up the dial and I get down to the Morse code section of the band. You know, you get to where you hear CQ all the time, and you can start picking out things. And I think it's just like any other language. The more you hear things, you know, the first words we learn are the simple words, A and D, mom, dad, because we hear that kind of stuff all the time. Same thing with Morse code. But this definitely looks interesting for sure. I'll definitely check it out. And I'm sure if anybody else wrote that URL down, can go out there and check it out again. It's Morse, M-O-R-S-E, Mike Oscar Romeo Sierra Echo, Charlie Oscar Delta Echo dot World, W-O-R-L-D. And hadn't heard of that one, so definitely will add that to my list of things to check while trying to learn. And, of course, I kind of joke with myself. I haven't failed at learning it. I just haven't spent enough time learning it, and I'm not going to give up. At some point, I will hopefully do it. I think I actually have, if I go back through my HF logs, I have two CW contacts, and they were very limited. We passed, kind of like the JT-65, JT-8, we passed call signs, signal report, and that was pretty much it. So, so I think those two CW contacts are the only ones I have. I have timed my radio out there, so I'm not sure quite how much of that you got. But Larry, anyway, appreciate you stopping by, and always good to hear you. Appreciate the information, and thanks for bringing it to the good of the net. You also mentioned KO4NUE, the tribute net last night. I am sad that I missed that. I may have to go back and see. I think Dave has recordings of the repeater. I'll have to go back and look and check and see if I can find where that is, but may end up being able to listen to that as well. So I know in the past, I think we had Memorial Day or Veterans Day, getting my days mixed up, Veterans Day, and I actually had asked when folks checked in if they wanted to, they could relay their service. Again, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Of course, I don't know anybody in Space Force yet, but that's relatively new. again, our ham community, a lot of radio operators, a lot of folks that were in the military. And again, it goes without saying thank you for your service. It just doesn't seem to cut it for most of the folks I know. And most of them are quiet heroes. You know, don't think they did anything, but, you know, the way the military works, the quote I hear is, you know, you were willing to, I'm going to butcher the quote now. Let me let this drop for a second. You sign up for the military, you've written a blank check to the government up to and including giving your life for your country. So, you know, it's very hard to explain to somebody who hasn't done it what's involved. You know, I think in the current day and age, a lot of people don't quite understand the sacrifice that goes into serving in the military. Again, I'm going to get a little probably too far down that rabbit hole. But that was awesome that Chad did that. I know with his time in the Navy or Army, goodness, I'm thinking of me. But definitely, thank you doesn't seem to be enough, if that makes sense. But anyway, but Larry, definitely appreciate the comments, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again as soon as we can. You and Miss Donna stay safe and warm, and we'll check in with you at a later date.
Michael, thank you so much. Another one I might mention to you is ditdit.fm, ditdit.fm. Those are interviews like sort of like a vocal history of CW, and at least 34, I think, interviews have been, and they last a while. It is an investment of time, but it sure is interesting. Have a good night, Michael. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
I added that to my notes as well, and I'll definitely look that one up and see what information I can glean from there. But definitely appreciate the comments. Again, always good to hear you. KK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looking for additional check-ins before we close out the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. Check-in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra. I had a comment.
For Delta Zulu Sierra, go ahead with your comment.
I'm actually just starting to learn CW myself, but I joined the Long Island CW club. I've had good luck with them so far. I seem to be picking it up fairly well. And there are a couple other apps out there you can run on your, you probably already know these, but there's G4FON, and then there's a CW player. And on both of those, you can adjust the tone so that you can hear it. You can adjust the tone to whatever frequency you, or whatever you want to hear it on your carrier.
There's tons and tons of, well, I shouldn't say tons and tons. I think everybody has different ways they learn, and I think, honestly, what you're doing is probably the right, and I'm just assuming, to, working with the club, that you guys have some scheduled QSOs set up or scheduled times where you practice with each other. I know it sounds simple, but the thing I've heard is the easiest way to learn CW is unplug all your mics and lock them somewhere and throw away the key to where you can only do CW. I haven't really gotten to that point yet, but again, I think a lot of the thing is just practice and repetition. I've watched some YouTube videos and listened to some of the, I don't know why, just in the you know, when the military used to teach CW, I don't think they still do. I'm not even sure if their radiomen even have to learn it anymore. I don't think so. I don't think they have to in the Navy anymore because, you know, they don't consider it important, maybe. I don't know. But watch some things, and, you know, when the military does it, you just do it over and over and over until you get good at it. So I think that's part of my problem is just getting to where I do it over and over and over enough.
It's Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra. Yeah, what they do is they do Zoom calls, and then they have instructors, and they go through it, and they have a pretty much a lesson plan for it made up, and you go through and learn it, and they have copying lessons, and then they have sending lessons, and all sorts of different stuff that's real interesting.
I think like you're finding out the best way to learn is to do, I was trying a couple of times, and I've tried a couple of times to pick up and do and learn, but I was trying initially the first time I tried, I was just doing it by listening and, you know, trying to copy in my head, you know, what they were sending, and that just didn't work for me. So for me, the biggest jump seemed to be when I started writing down. And, you know, I found a couple of MP3s. I don't even remember where I found them. I think Gordon West maybe has some tapes or some CDs where he does audio type stuff. But I know, like you mentioned, there's a couple of apps and this website Larry mentioned. And then, of course, you know, just setting up with folks. I think even locally, I think Ariel, NY4G, had some stuff where he was meeting up with some folks and just doing some Morse code practice. I know the ARL, they have where they do transmission practice, that kind of thing. So there's definitely tons of resources to be able to learn. I think it's just trying to get the time, energy, and effort to put forth to do it.
Definitely. I'm working on a lot of copy, and like you said, I got probably a stack of just copied, you know, stuff I've copied off this. But, yeah, I just wanted to chime in. I'll let you go. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra. Just thought the topic was interesting. I'll be clear.
Okay, Scott, one last thing before you go. What was the name of the club one more time?
Midland CW Club, LICW. I think it's, you can Google it, it'll show up. But they're fairly popular. I think they got 500-600 members.
Yeah, I'll just add it to my notes here just in case it may come up at some point and maybe do some investigation myself. But, yeah, I appreciate you bringing that information to the good of the net. Like I say, anything that kind of expands the hobby is always good. You know, we just have K4SUG, his thing years ago was, you know, our ham radio license is a license to learn. And, you know, there's always something that new and old at the same time. You know, I typically do digital mode type stuff like JT65, PSK, JT8, some of the digital modes, but keep saying I'm going to go back and pick up the CW part. You know, and like I say, like I was telling Larry, typically that happens for me during the winter because the stuff outside kind of slows down a little bit and I end up being home a little bit more because it gets so dark earlier. Yeah, and so I end up spending a little more time at the house where I can actually practice. So maybe this year will be the year. We'll see how it goes. But, Scott, definitely appreciate the comments and definitely come back and check in again as often as you can. And good luck on your CW as well. Like I say, it's fun to do. And like Larry mentioned, low power, that's always fun too. I mean, like, I don't know if you messed around with some of the digital modes. You know, JT65, JT8, they're like 5 watts max kind of mode. So with a small station like I have and low power, it definitely makes it fun to kind of operate with those modes. So, but definitely good luck with your CW stuff, and hopefully I'll be riding your coattails soon. It's definitely one of those things I would like to learn and haven't given up on yet, but we'll see how it goes.